Love sucking a dick here and there.
Yes.
Welcome to Sweet Release.
Hi, sweets. Welcome back. I'm so excited to have Brendan Q here today. Welcome.
Hey, thanks.
Thanks for being here.
Yeah, happy to be here.
Originally, I was drawn to you. You popped up on a mutual friend's feed, and I loved seeing you in like the submissive position. So we're going to talk a lot about dominance and submission today. But I also want to talk about just you and who you are. And I think it's really cool. You know, a lot of people that are in the adult film industry have stage names, and your name is actually Brendan.
Yeah.
So what made you not change it?
I started on social media, and by the time that I accrued like a following on TikTok of over 200,000, it was a little too late to go and change my name. So I just stuck with what I had.
Okay, smart. So you just kind of kept the momentum, I guess.
Yeah. It would have been probably better to come up with a stage name, maybe to keep it for my family a little longer. But everybody knows now, so whatever.
Was it tough for them to accept you?
It was tough for my mom, for sure. Me and my mom had like a 3-day fight over the phone because I lived like 4 states away. Yes. So it was just like angry voicemails after angry voicemails. Oh, no. And then she called me like, I don't know, 3 weeks later. She's like, I support you. I don't really care for your work. It's fine. I'm like, that's good enough to me. I don't care.
Has she come around? Is she more supportive? Yeah. Sometimes it just takes a little bit of time.
She's just happy I'm paying the bills.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Do you help her out too?
No, not really. I mean, I go and visit here and there. I visit the family like once a year. They're all in Indiana. I don't want to go back to Indiana very much.
You're a Midwest boy like me. I'm from Illinois.
Okay. Very nice.
Yeah. Cool.
You might know where Valparaiso is then.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Is that where you went to college?
That's where I went to school, high school.
Oh, it's high school. Yeah. Okay.
Cool. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, so you got into the adult film industry how many years ago?
3.
Okay. Cool.
Sound, I think 3.
And are you loving it?
It has its ups and downs, as always. Overall, I love it. I mean, at first it was a lot just because it's a whole new world to be living in, and like, you're pretty much only having sex on camera unless you're like with somebody or have somebody that you're, you know, with outside of work. And I don't know, for the first 2 years I didn't. So that was weird to come to terms with, but I've figured out everything since. It's been nice.
Yeah, I love, I mean, you're bisexual or pansexual, I think is what you define as, if you have to say it. But yeah, it's cool to see you across like everyone. Do you feel like blessed to be able to have sex and to so many people?
I've always liked everybody. So, I mean, I didn't really realize it because I grew up in small town Indiana. So it's kind of hard to realize those things when you're stuck in a conservative area. But I don't know, I've always had an appreciation for just about everybody.
So. Yeah. So it's kind of, you knew from a young age that you were just like into people as people.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Love that. And how did you kind of tap into this BDSM world? Was that through industry?
I actually had a bad stunt with it when I was like 19, and I just like got away from it completely. And then I met my partner, and she's super into it, and it kind of like re-unlocked everything I tucked away, and we've just kind of been exploring it more. I've always kind of had a kinky brain, just never really went about it, you know?
Yeah, never had the safe space to like do it.
Yeah, now I do, and now I'm implementing that into my work, which has been really nice.
Fun. Yeah. At first when I reached out to you, I was like, oh, it's so sexy seeing a man. So like on the submissive side, but then diving deeper into you, it seems like you started out dominant. Is that accurate?
Yeah. I mean, I kind of always knew I was a switch, but like, again, small town Indiana, not a lot of switches and or dominant women out there. So it's all, I've always just kind of dealt with whatever I've been given. But definitely have switch energy. Definitely like giving up the power just as much as I love taking it.
Yeah. How would you describe the feeling of like tapping into the submissive side versus the dominant side? Like, how does it feel for you?
It's nice to not have to be in control because I'm like the decision maker and like the party leader in most dynamics that I'm in. And so it's nice to not have to make any decisions most of the time. And I can just kind of let go.
Yeah.
It's a nice little, I don't know, it's soothing because I'm always in charge of the pieces of my life and pieces of other people's lives. So
yeah, that's pretty common for people that are kind of more go-getters and controlling in their everyday life to want to have that like space to release and relax and kind of submit.
Absolutely.
Nice. And when you're in like the dominant side, like, is that a lot easier for you or?
The dominant side is fun. I'm learning more that I'm a pleasure dom more than anything. I'm just happy to get people off. I used to say that I was a service top because I was just like, you know, I would submit because I had to, but it turns out I'd like everything. Being a pleasure dom and or just giving people what they want, whether it's impact play or however, it's exciting for me. I like to make people feel good, have a good time, be able to get whatever release they need.
Yeah. What are some of your favorite like tools or toys?
Me and my partner have this like little bag of a bunch of toys.
Yep. Gotta have a bag of tricks.
The one that I really like, it's like a wooden paddle, but it has a thwacker on the end of it. So when you just tap it in the air, it'll make a really loud cracking noise. Mm-hmm. It's really good to psych people out with. So I really enjoy that.
You like hit it in the air first?
Oh, scare? Yeah. I'll hit it in the air and then I'll watch them jump and then I'll get really close to their faces and do it. And it's great. It's a good little psych out.
Yeah.
As for a toy that's not a toy or a pervertible, as my partner calls it, I like to take her long hair and choke her with it. She's never expecting it anytime that I grab her hair.
Amazing. Yeah, that must be kind of nice to have someone who's in this same space as you.
Absolutely.
You can create content together, but you also can like support each other and communicate really well, I'm sure.
And I've never had really like an established creator partner by any means. So it's nice that we can just like make our playtime just content because it comes off really authentic because it is. You should just set a camera up and go.
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah. Do you also schedule time that's just you guys without the camera?
Yeah, absolutely. And most of our playtime is off camera.
Nice. Yeah. You got to separate that.
Oh, absolutely. I prefer my off camera time. I'm having more of that than I ever had in the last 3 years. So it's been great. It's me and her during the week and a lot of the weekends we'll go out with our friends and then we'll have an orgy.
Nice.
So it's been a great little time I've been having.
Yeah, I was in that phase for a while too. You know, just orgy time, sex party time when I moved to LA, and that was just the weekends. We would just end up in a pile of bodies together, and it was nice.
It's always so.
Seems
fun.
Like that's where you're at right now. I'm always seeing you with a bunch of bodies.
Oh yeah, we have a couple that we're friends with, and then I have one of my best friends who always joins us too. And like every once in a while, there's like one extra person that we've not played with before, or like two extra people, and it's just a pile of bodies.
That's fun. Are a lot of the men that you play with too, or in the group that you're friends with, are most of them queer or?
Most of them are queer. Yeah. I think straight men. They're a problem, but we've had a couple straight guys. They're not bad.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a different energy, I'm sure, especially in the sexual space.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. But it's okay. It's all questions asked. We all get consent for what we're doing. So it works. Usually it's mostly queer men though. Love sucking a dick here and there.
Yes. Yeah, that was one of my favorite moments at a party was like sucking a dick with another guy. It was like such a, I don't know. I was just grinning from ear to ear. I was like, this is amazing.
Yep.
The fluidity is what I find to be so sexy. I think because I'm queer or bi myself that I definitely, I just am turned on by it.
Mm-hmm.
Did you watch a lot of gay porn growing up?
No, I didn't. I watched some porn. I'm not going to say I didn't watch a ton of porn. I definitely watched porn, but I didn't ever watch any adventurous porn of any kind. It was just your basic run of the muck stuff because I was very unaware of how much there actually was and what could be.
It's sheltered.
Yeah. So now I do. I watch a lot of my own gay porn and I watch whatever I find, you know, on the internet when it hits my timeline.
Yeah, that's cool that you watch your own. I like to watch my own stuff too. I mean, I don't have like porn out in the world, but like I love creating. I'm dating an artist and he's a creative himself. So we've definitely made our own and we always take a lot of pictures and
when we
have girls over, it's fun to like look back at those moments and then like that's what turns me on the most. I'm like, oh, it's sexy seeing me and my partner and all of it. Yeah, it's a turn on for me too.
Love that.
Mm-hmm. Well, what other kind of kinks are you into? I saw you suspended recently.
Yeah.
So rope.
That's like a therapy thing for me.
Okay. So again, you kind of get into the subspace.
Yeah. I I've only been suspended like two or three times, but I've always been like a pain as therapy person. That's why I got so many tattoos.
Yeah, you're covered in tattoos. You can't see a lot of them now. I guess you're wearing long sleeves.
I decided to wear long sleeves today. It's a little bit different.
Yeah. Yeah, you're covered. Like, how many do you have? Do you know?
That's a question for the person who counts them when they're standing by me. Because I have no idea. The last time I counted 33, and then I looked in the mirror and I was like, I forgot like four of them. And that was 2 years ago. So who knows?
Yeah, I actually wanted to ask you about one of your tattoos. So you have this, like, I don't know if it's a centipede or like a big bug, like coming up above like your dick.
Yeah.
Do girls, I mean, I would think girls would be more freaked out than the male energy, but do girls ever feel weird about that there?
So I've had one girl be like, it just had to be a centipede, didn't it? And I'm like, what do you mean? They're like, I hate centipedes. And I was like, yeah, but how does it look on me? And she's like, that's just it. You're making me get over my fear a little because you actually look good with the centipede.
Yeah, they all look good. Like they all look good together. But that's that one. I was like, whoa, like it's kind of, I've only seen it kind of like creeping out. Or maybe I've seen some of your content, but it's huge.
Yeah.
And so it's like, I can imagine some people being like
6 hours of straight pain.
Oh my God. So you like pain though?
A little bit. That was a lot though. That was a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm a clean slate. I don't have any tattoos, but I've always been a fan of them. My partner has several, and I just think the artistic side of it is really beautiful.
Yeah.
I think it's more sexy when people have like a ton of them over just like a few. I'm like, that's what I like the whole art.
It's me.
Look, that's you.
Covered shoulder to toe.
Do you want more?
I do. And I don't really know what I want anymore. I mean, I stopped giving tattoos meaning a long time ago. And now it's just like, how can I make this canvas prettier?
Yeah,
so
it's like a canvas.
Kind of going through it. I have a couple cover-ups I want to get still. I still got to finish my arm. We'll see what happens. Yeah. We'll see what happens when I get the money for it.
That's true. It's an expensive hobby. Oh,
God, if I ever die, please take my skin, put it in a jar, keep it safe. It's expensive. I paid a lot of money for this.
That's so true. Yeah. So pain, you know, you started like enjoying some of the pain, I guess, with tattooing, but now you've transferred over to, would you consider yourself like a masochist or a...
Kind of. I definitely don't want it from just anybody by any means. Like tattooing is different because I'm dealing with the pain to be more like an art piece. With Shibari, I'm definitely searching for that like internal hug that you can't just get out of people. It's like hugging the inner child almost. Mm-hmm. However, I'm deviling that because on the 7th, I have a play party that I'm attending and I'm getting suspended by the same girl that suspended me. And then my girlfriend's going to beat me while I'm suspended in the air. So that'll be fun.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Suspension is never something I've done, but I can imagine it being, an incredible experience.
It's a good let go. If you ever get the chance, I implore you to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. Shibari has always been something that I've loved, or just, rope in general. Mm-hmm. I feel as though I'm a little bit more sensual. So I like just like, you know, the sensation of rope across my body or the certain pleasure points that you can put knots and stuff like that. It does feel really good. But I can imagine getting hoisted up into the air and then having that rope tightly on you in all the right places can be so exhilarating.
Absolutely. I still have little bruises from that suspension, which I don't mark easy.
So you must have been
Doxy
really up there.
Really hates that I don't mark easy because she'll get done beating me and she's like, those are going to last till tomorrow. And I was like, going to be gone tomorrow. And then they're gone almost every time.
Yeah. How important is like aftercare for you?
Do you feel like very on both ends? I want to make sure that if I'm on the dominant side, my submissive is, you know, coming back to where they need to be and they're going to be feeling safe and cared for and not like they were just absolutely used, because that's not what I want them to feel like.
Sure.
And then for me, with Doxy in particular, Doxy's my partner. A lot of times we'll just have, for both of us, whenever we come out of our little subspace, we're both pretty quiet. And I don't know, the first time that she caned me, at the end of it all, I ended up like crying because it was so good. And we just kind of hugged it out and it was like really sweet. And it brought us both like back up for me and back down for her. We just had a nice little come back to the reality and got in the hot tub and just talked. It was really nice.
Yeah, I feel like baths or hot tubs are like something I always recommend. Mm-hmm. Or yeah, like a hug.
Yeah.
Because I'm the same way. I feel kind of quiet afterwards. And, yeah. and I just kind of am like thinking about everything that's going on. Or it's just kind of such like a relaxing release.
Yeah.
That sometimes it's just good to be held.
Absolutely. It's probably the most simplest form of like feeling cared for. Just a genuine real hug that's like just kind of tight and just honest and authentic.
Yeah. Have you ever done any like therapy to hug your inner child, or is this kind of your form of therapy in a way?
I've been to therapy. Therapy is not my ideal. I don't believe in sitting in a dark room talking about my problems. I don't think that's going to fix anything. I just think it's just going to bring them back to the light. I've come to terms with all the things from my childhood and my life. So I think now just exerting my feelings in different ways is much more healthy for me. I don't ever feel like I've lashed out and to begin with. I think pain is just a bonus therapeutic thing for me. It makes me feel a lot better. I'm already a calm person. So to be even more calm is like, yes.
Zen.
Yeah.
Do you meditate?
I've definitely done yoga. I haven't done too much meditating. I get a little anxious in meditating just because it's so quiet. Uh-huh. But I'm definitely not against it. I prefer like if I do yoga or stretching or something, I like being out in the sun and just like having a quiet space to just, you know, kind of relax and get into that little Zen mode.
Yeah. Do you do any other like pleasure seeking activities?
You're going to call me crazy, but rock climbing is my pleasure seeking activity as well. Just because like you get on the wall, everything stops. Mm-hmm. All you're thinking about is how you're going to get up and nothing else. And that's kind of been my brain shut off for the last 2.5 years.
That's awesome. You're in the perfect place for it in Vegas.
Oh,
I feel like they're everywhere. Just boulders you can just climb.
I love it. It's my whole thing. I'm actually going to try to open a rock climbing gym in the next couple of years. Just got to get the groundwork going. I'm already got an investor and just going to see how it goes now.
Good for you. Yeah. That's a great goal. I have a lot of girlfriends that really got into rock climbing in COVID times.
Yep.
And I went a few times, but it just, I mean, I'll do it. Like, it's fun.
Yeah.
But I didn't get into, like, the hobby of it.
Yeah.
But I'll come along. And I got long legs, so
you're the supportive one. You're ready to go. You're like, I can do this, too.
I'm here. But, yeah, I am the more cheerleader type. The one that's just, like, chilling at the bottom, like, hanging out.
Yeah.
Just telling them, you got this. You got this.
Support's also important in rock climbing. Mm-hmm. So, that's perfect.
Yeah, rock climbing. That's fun. Yeah, I feel like in the, you know, and being like such a sex enthusiast, which I feel like you are, you know, you like to try new things.
Sex
and,
professional, as yes. my best friend calls it.
There you go. Yeah, that's a good word for it too. But yeah, it's cool to also seek, you know, kind of adrenaline seeking activities. I feel like that's pretty common.
Oh yeah.
For sure.
I like cliff jumping. I like rock climbing. I like snowboarding, longboarding, floating down a river and getting drunk. Mm-hmm. All great.
That sounds like a lot of my favorite things too. Yeah, snowboarding is amazing. It's like my favorite, just my favorite activity because mm-hmm. you can go fast, you can go through trees, yeah. you know, and it's just fun to be in nature.
But the only time that cold is perfect, you know?
That is true. Yeah, I mean, me growing up in Chicago, you too in Indiana, you know, it's freezing.
Yeah, and there's no hills. It's flat land out there.
Yeah, I grew up going to the shittiest, the small mountain ever.
Yeah.
And then when I got out here, well, I actually moved to New Zealand for a year and that was really cool to experience those mountains. Mm-hmm. But then when I moved out here, like Mammoth, I'm just obsessed with Mammoth. Like it's such a great mountain and the snow is incredible. But it was, I mean, even Colorado too, I was just felt like I was so shocked by the magnitude of powder that you can get. And like growing up in the Midwest, I was like, this is way better out here.
How fun is it to go downhill? See, sledding was not the tip of the iceberg. It was actually getting on a board and going down.
Yeah, it's so good. Well, what else? I wanted to ask you, you also have a dick mold.
Yeah.
Which is cool. How do you go about like molding your dick?
So I have a guy that is, he's done quite a bit of my photography work in the past. And then he's also like, he's got the engineering certifications. So what he did is he had me get hard and then he took photos all the way around and then created a CAD and then put it in first 3D printer to go in reverse.
I was going to say a CAD, is that like a 3D print?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Little computer design. And then he just flip it in reverse so that way it could be something could be poured into. And now anytime somebody orders it off my website, he just goes and he makes the little stuff and he pours it in and it's good to go.
So it's made to order.
Yeah. Cool. Yep.
Fun. Yeah. That would be so cool. I guess your partner gets the real deal, but yeah. That would be fun to have like a mold if you were ever out of town or whatever. Yep. Has that ever happened with partners?
No, but I've definitely had subs reach out who have like purchased it and they're like, this is as close as I'm going to get. And this is the best thing I could ever have.
That's amazing. That must feel good.
It does. It boosts my ego a little bit.
Yeah.
I definitely want to do a scene where I'm using both myself and the mold. And it's just like a double penetration.
Ooh,
but I have two of me.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Fuck yeah. That's fun. Yeah. What are some of your favorite scenes that you've done? You're comfortable sharing or?
Favorite scenes that I've done.
Or maybe not scenes like in your personal life too.
There's been so many. I really like recently I've been doing like scenarios and just like different fantasies because sex is cool, but it's better when you can add like a little scenario to it. Like I did one when I was down in Orlando for a collab where I was like the blue collar fixing the sink and like nice. The housewife who couldn't pay the bill type deal. Thought that was really fun.
Mm-hmm.
Just anything like that is fun in terms of like work. In personal play, I've been just really getting into the BDSM side. So I enjoy taking the beating just as much as I love giving it. And me and my partner have been like throwing that power back and forth quite a bit. Between those and like the orgies that I've been having with like close friends that have been like really nice because we all just like get along and all of our relationships are super platonic and nice. So it's just been nice to have a good crew of people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you feel like you're a monogamous person or do you feel more you're poly?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So do you have more than one partner right now?
No, my partner has two other partners though.
Oh wow.
I have an interest in somebody, but they live a little far away. They will be moving to Vegas here soon, though, and we're going to see where that goes, if it goes anywhere. If not, whatever. When they come along, they come along.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not necessarily on the hunt for another partner, you know? I just have a lot of love to give. And if I find somebody worth giving the love, I'm happy to do it.
Have you had multiple partners at a time previously?
I've had multiple situationships at a time.
Yeah.
Nothing that's ever really gone into...
Super serious.
Super serious, yeah. I was single for like 5 years after my engagement.
You were engaged?
Briefly. Little 19-year-old engaged Brendan.
Oh my God, 19?
Yeah.
Now, I'm glad you didn't get married.
Lesson learned. I stayed single for 5 years before I started dating again. And then I had a couple like not great stints with dating. And then, I don't know, just trying to find the right person.
Mm-hmm.
My partner now kind of checks all the boxes, like smart, beautiful. Kinky actually is poly and not just saying that they're poly to appease me. So
right, like it's in her bones.
Yeah
like you.
That's something nice. That I've always wanted and always been pretty clear about and stuck by. So try to stick with it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, that must feel good to find someone that's, you know, so similar to you and you can support each other through that.
Both of us being switches was like the cherry on top.
Oh, because
we're both used to like just getting stuck with one side or the other when it comes to dating.
Mm-hmm.
So when we both figured that out, it was a lot of fun.
Well, it's kind of like you just can do everything, right? So it's like doors are wide open. Like
absolutely. There's no way you can get bored. Mm-hmm. Just switch it up. Do something different. Anything's possible.
For sure. And do you feel like sex, I mean, we kind of talked about it being healing and it sounds like you've been through a lot, you know, in your childhood and growing up. Do you feel like I always tell people like, you know, sex isn't just for pleasure. It's for, you know, stress relieving and, you know, stimulates creativity and there's so many benefits to it.
Yeah.
Do you feel like it does that for you too? Like, does it help you kind of even sometimes get out of your head and just like
in absolutely. The
present moment?
I think that it's not only like a healing and like creative outlet. I think it's also a bonding activity.
Mm-hmm.
I used to get ragged on a lot for being like the whore growing up by my friends. But I've kind of made it a point to like explain it. Like sex is also a form of bonding. It doesn't have to be like, you don't have to be dating somebody to bond with them. And if, you know, it's in the moment, it's in the moment. And a lot of my friends like kind of were who were serial daters. I like to call them. dating people just so they can get laid. I was like, no, you don't have to do that, right? Like, I know that it's like been ingrained into you, but like you can bond with people without just hopping into a relationship. Mm-hmm. I feel like it changed quite a few people because now they get it.
Yeah, I like that. You know, it's all about connection too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I love using that word too, but yeah, it's a bonding experience and absolutely, a way to connect to not just the partner, the lover, but yourself.
Yeah.
Do you find that you still like do a lot of self-pleasure, or are you kind of full to the brim with all your...
I do some self-pleasure. Doxy went to go visit her other partner for a week, and like the first like 3 days, I was just at home, just masturbating away.
Nice.
I had to do a couple of customs and I was like, that wasn't satisfying. Let me turn the camera off now.
Keep going.
Yeah.
Nice. That's fun. Yeah. What are some of your kind of favorite things to, well, we did kind of talk about porn, like watching, but you like to kind of watch yourself, right? When you're in those moments.
Yeah. I have a couple like favorite scenes that I've done. Like most right now, I just watch mine and my partner's because it's so hot. I love it. So nice. That's kind of been my go-to. Sometimes I'll just go with my thoughts. I'm not afraid to imagine something up here. You know, it keeps going. Brain never stops.
Do you do like prostate pleasure stuff too?
Every once in a while, yeah. I have what I like to call hot girl tummy issues. So it just depends. Mm-hmm. But I do have a set of glass dildos that I really like. Nice. Compared to like the regular silicone dildo.
Yeah, glass is nice because you can also like get it to a cold temperature. Yeah. And do you ever do that?
They're usually already kind of cold just from sitting out. At least they feel cold.
Yeah.
But they've always been, they're just, I don't know, I've always liked it better. I think the silicone is just a more rough feeling. So whenever I decide to let Doxy peg me, I'm going to have to pick the perfect dildo because they're not the most comfortable.
She hasn't pegged you yet?
No.
Oh, okay. Saving that one.
I'm going to start taking my fiber and everything, get everything worked out.
So are you sometimes on the receiving end with like mm-hmm. other male partners?
No.
Oh, you're not?
I've yet to bottom for a male.
Oh, I didn't know that about you.
I do. I have worked with Derek and I have decided that I do want to bottom for Derek Cage.
Yeah. So really cool because he was my most recent guest too.
Yes. I love him. He's a wonderful man.
Yeah. I was actually getting turned on because I like had talked to you both separately about coming on the podcast. And then I saw that you guys had like something came up on my Twitter.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. Like, but the industry is so small. I'm realizing like, as I'm kind of interviewing a lot of y'all, it's like, wow, like now they're all just like popping up all over together, like intermixed. Yep. And I'm like, it's so cool.
I saw you followed me on Twitter last night and I looked and the first person was Sophia. And then I saw Derek and I was like, wow, I love those two. They're great.
Yeah, they seem to be besties too.
And they are.
So he makes you want to bottom.
Absolutely.
Cool.
He's a sweet man. Men have done a horrible job of making me feel safe and respected. And Derek was the opposite. Made me feel safe, respected, super sweet, very nice man. I met him on a different set that I was an extra for. And that was like, we both kind of like locked eyes on that set. Like it was maybe 2 months later, we finally worked together.
Oh, fun. So yeah, you felt kind of, I guess, I don't know, maybe abused isn't the right word, but just kind of like closed off to men.
Probably
through some experience.
All of my best friends growing up are women and all of them have been sexually assaulted or raped. So it's been very hard for me to just get behind the idea of a man in general because I know how awful they can be. and then all of the ones that pursued me were just not the most respectful or caring person whatsoever. So if you're not going to respect me, I'm not going to give in to being hit on. That's not how I operate.
Yeah.
So just long line of coming to terms with a lot of things with men and then giving in and finding the right ones.
Yeah, that's what you got to do. Find the right ones, find the right energy. It takes a while. I know even like moving to LA, I have my sister here, which is amazing. But like sometimes it takes a while to find your community and the people that like really resonate with your vibes. Mm-hmm. Do you have any other like male role models or best friends or brothers in your life? Or
I had two older brothers. One of them passed away when I was 13. But the other one is about to turn 40 and has 3 kids, a wife. He's a bit of a square, as I like to call him. And as the dead brother likes to call him from the grave. is a bit of a square, but still older brother.
So you're an uncle?
Yes, I am an uncle.
That's nice.
Got a niece and two nephews, twin nephews, who are literal reincarnations of the brother and then the dead one. Like, it's like watching them regrow up. Whoa. It's really weird. One's a tornado and one's really calm. One gets in a bunch of trouble and the other one just watches them get in trouble and laughs. Like, it's a whole thing.
So are you in the middle or are you the youngest?
I was the youngest of those two.
Yeah.
But yeah, crazy.
I'm a twin. So it's
that's cool.
Yeah. We're quite different. But we're also very similar in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
But we're besties. So that's cool. I'm sure even one's a menace and one's not. Like, it's probably cool to see that.
It is.
And see your brother who passed, like, through them.
Yeah.
Probably pretty special.
Very, very cool.
I can't imagine losing a sibling. I'm sure that was so tough. Makes me want to cry thinking about it.
14 years, actually, this month. It was on the 20th.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's okay.
I'm sure it doesn't get easier.
He'd be haunting me.
Does he?
Yeah. I can hear him every once in a while in the back of my head. And then, that's like, cool. My clairvoyant best friend, he talks directly to her to give me messages. And she'll just be like, yeah, Zach said, shut up. Zach wants to see more big titties in the house. I'm like, all right, well, Zach is dead, so he's going to have to wait.
More big titties. I love that new Kanye song where it's like, what is it? Those big titty, big naked woman. I don't know. I can't remember.
I don't even know. But I'm
like, you know it, baby. What is it?
Have beautiful big titty butt naked women falling from the sky.
Yeah. Something like that. I'm like, oh, I love it. But yeah, that's cool. I can imagine. I've had some spiritual experiences with, you know, or just through friends mostly, where it's like, wow, they really do like touch the living in some way.
Absolutely.
And it makes you feel closer to them too after they've passed, of course.
For sure.
Special. Well, I'd love to also ask you, I guess we kind of talked a lot about kinks already. Maybe just the last time you had that sweet release, any and all details you're willing to share.
I don't, it's been like 2 weeks. It's been a while.
Really?
Yeah. Girlfriend was out of town, and then while she was in town, we've just been kind of busy and unable. So kind of waiting to get back home to kind of have that sweet release again. We've done, we did a thing the other night where she gave me a hand job, but I used my cum as lube to finger her and get her off too.
Mm.
It was actually really kind of hot.
Yeah, that is hot. I love using lube or like natural wetness as lube.
Yeah. It's
like sometimes you definitely do need lube, but like it's nice when you're like super wet or you come and then you're able to like use that to stimulate it.
Absolutely. And that's a big thing. There is something that I want to do eventually on camera. It's where I work with somebody, and then when I come, I use my cum as lube to go right in their ass. Mm. It'll be a whole thing. I've been thinking about this for like 5 years.
Oh my God, this is a fantasy.
Yeah, this is absolutely a fantasy that I'm going to make happen.
So you come and then use your cum as lube to just go in the butt.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, I love that for you. I hope it happens.
One day. It'll happen one day. This goes online, so I'm going to have like 10 people be like, yo,
my butt is open for business.
What are you doing tomorrow?
Yeah. What's the difference between like a female booty and a male booty? Do you feel like?
I don't know. Anal's anal.
Yeah.
I've never been the biggest fan of anal to begin with. So when I do it, it's like, it's a special moment because I don't be doing it very much.
Okay. Nice. Yeah. It's always been a special thing for me too. I'm not one to just do it, but I have girlfriends that like prefer it.
Yeah.
So I'm like, damn, you get it, girl.
Well, I don't know. With some girls, I know that they love it more. And like a lot of women that I've met, if they like anal more, it's because it makes them squirt for whatever reason. Mm. I don't know if it's just like a different rubbing against like where the G-spot is, like how that's all connected. All I know is it makes a lot of them squirt when they love it.
Huh. Yeah. Interesting. We'll have to try that. I got a new squirting blanket.
So. Hey, there you go. We got a pile of them at the house.
I'm sure you do. Yeah. You live in kind of a creator home where a lot of content creators come. And
House of X is a very chaotic place, but it's a lot of fun. And there's a lot of creators that come through to make great content.
Yeah. It would be fun to just be there to also just enjoy it and get to watch. Do you ever just do that or?
When there's like play parties every once in a while, I'll just like go in and just watch and see how it unfolds. Cause usually it's like five bodies on the bed, four bodies on the smaller bed that's next to the bed. There's like three people over on the sex swing. It's always very interesting dynamics in there. The bed being bolted to the wall is like my favorite part though. Because when I'm up there, I just use the little bar across and I use that to like thrust myself in.
Yeah, that is the dream, is to have, you know, kind of a dungeon space or a space. I mean, we have a bar with some chains and ropes, which is like the closest thing, I think, without getting like a full setup. Like you need a big space. So that's really cool to have like, the bolted bed.
I'm kind of thinking about having whoever Pixie's friend was that made her that make me one for my bedroom. Just because of how often that me and my friends are in there to begin with. You might as well just get another bolted bed into the wall. Mm-hmm. Be a lot of fun.
For sure. those are fun to just like swing from and obviously connect harnesses and rope and stuff.
Whenever I'm waiting for like a scene to start because I'm shooting in the dungeon, I'll just go on the bars and I'll just like do a little like L raise. Do a little reverse play just to get the blood moving. Uh-huh. You're like, what are you doing up there? And I'm like, I'm waking up. I'm getting ready for this.
Yeah, getting the muscles waking. That's fun. Well, I love your vibe. Thank you so much for being here. And I also love your rings and your nails. Have you always been a artsy man with painted nails?
I've always been a little creative. I've actually just started painting my nails for the first time since I lived in Georgia. 2.5-3 years ago. I don't remember why I did it, but I don't know. I was getting them done and I got them done for a collab. Went down to Orlando to go work with a bunch of people. And I was like, you know, it's been long enough. I might as well get them painted. And now I'm just keep them going. I ended up buying like a whole gel nail set.
Oh, wow. Look at you.
So I have my friend Violet. I bought her all the gels and she just does my nails.
That's awesome.
I got a little D for Doxy.
Oh, cute. To the woman. Yes. Yeah. She sounds like a special one.
But as for creativeness, I try. Today's pretty reserved, but I usually dress pretty raging pansexual like.
Nice.
And walk into a bar and turn heads of all sorts. I love it.
That's nice. Yeah, that's what you want, right? You want that attention.
It's more fun when I go back home and I make people turn heads because I'm like, all of you men are scared to admit that you're attracted to me.
Right. But you're bringing it out a little bit, little by little.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's my favorite.
That's awesome. Well, thanks so much, Brendan, for being here. I really appreciate you opening up and being vulnerable and just sharing your experiences.
Thanks for having me. I'm glad I could come.
Yeah, thank you so much. And for you guys out there listening, thanks for coming back week after week and just be sweet to yourself as always. I love you guys. Talk to you soon.